Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Today's livestock futures are a little bit under pressure for the live cattle, down 12 in December at 131.87. February's 42 lower at 136.40. The April's down 7 at 140.25. June's down 20 at 135.62. So a little bit of pressure here despite the cash trade being 132. Box beef at midday was down a touch here, down $1.29 on choice at 284.23. Select was up 33 cents at 266.95. So the box beef a little bit weaker. The cash trade this week was quite a bit better, but we're just a little bit lower here on the live cattle futures to finish the day. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were lower early, but we bounced back to rally. November's closed up 67 at 157.32. The January is up $1.02 at 159.07. And March feeders 87 higher at 160.45. We've really been in a pretty narrow trading range going back about five or six trading days in the feeder cattle. So eventually it'll break out one way or the other. Hopefully, of course, to the upside. That is dependent on what the corn crop corn prices do. Hogs today were 20 to 40 lower. Kind of a quiet day there. December hogs down 32 at 75.37. Feb's down 25 at 79.07.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
Grain futures were mixed today. We had corn down about a penny overall. December was up a quarter at 569.5. March down a penny. May down a penny and a half. July of next year down two at 582.75. Beans were anywhere from 2 to 12 higher, kind of a mixed bag there. Of course, November is expiring, so that November up 12.5 at 1216. January up 5.25 at 1222. The wheats were up anywhere from 2 to 10 in the Chicago and about 2 to 10 in Kansas City. July crop next year up 5 here at 8.12¾, but that was 10 cents off the high earlier in the day. So initially the market rallied and was really strong, but we gave some back in the second half of the day. The oat futures, of course, we've been trading big volume in the oat here. Oats, they've settled down over the last couple of weeks, but they're at 7.25 in December, down 15 today. Minneapolis wheat was 5 to 7 higher. And today's cotton futures down 12 in December at 118.56. The March is up 41 here at 115.46 as people roll from the December to the March futures. And then Brazil's CONAB kind of updated their crop estimates today. They actually increased the corn, Brazilian 2022 corn crop, quite a bit to 116 million metric tons, up from 87 last year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.